Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:06. It's Monday morning. Vinny is furiously working to perfect his good time opening metal tune riffs.
Feel good.
The question was, does he have to, you know, cue in? Mm-hmm. And I felt like the whole point was the intro sort of lick.
I agree. I think, you know, right. Like, oh my God, it's this song. Right. Yay, I feel good.
So there isn't, they could have been there. I already could have been there all day.
Right.
And actually, I don't have time for that.
It is hard to whittle down.
So I finally just went, like, it's going to be the intro lick. And some of them are just because that band needs to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be that song. But it's like Iron Maiden, the Trooper. It's just that Trooper's fine.
Yep.
Like, you could put it almost Aces High is probably my other one that I'd go, well, that's the most perfect song of all time.
I do have to point out, though, he started from 10 at the top.
Oh, very nice.
9, 8, nice. All the way down to
one. Counting down to what his number one
right
metal riff of all time is.
And there's so many. Well, never mind.
We're going to do it at 8
yeah,
o'clock.
Yeah.
We'll do the whole thing at 8
right.
o'clock. All right. Yuzi, you managed to fill the full fall intern contingent.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed last week we had a full complement of interns every day.
We
good
do.
Job.
I'm actually going to move someone up to being a board op, too.
Oh, already?
Oh.
Already.
Oh, which one?
Corey.
Oh, boy.
He works Tuesday, Thursdays. But it's funny because he had originally applied to be a board op months ago, but I already had a full stock of people. I said, why don't you come in for an informational interview? Let's just talk. And then I said, I have internships open right now. Would you like to do that? And then I said, hey, I now have a board op position.
Oh, so he's not going to be an intern anymore? Or he'll
yeah,
do
I'm going to have him be an intern for the next couple weeks just because I want him to learn everything there is to learn
right.
as possible
we
and then
people.
Transition him.
At the same damn time. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, good job. I know that's not easy.
And with Alex working for Bryn, really, for the next 3 weeks.
It's not 3 weeks.
It's basically 3 weeks. You're
according
here.
To my too. Schedule, it's 3 weeks.
You're here today. You're here next Monday. And you're gone all the other days.
They have a janky schedule. Who even uses a
he takes a lot of vacation because he's got a lot of vacation.
No one's saying he's not going to do it.
Good for him.
Yeah,
I know,
great.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's
he's
awesome.
Going to Vietnam.
Oh,
that's
my God, I'm so
huge.
Happy.
Thanks for being happy for me.
Yeah. We're just going to miss you so much.
It's so true. Even we got out of the car this morning. We park in tandem. So I mm-hmm. wait for him. He pulls in. We're walking up together. I'm like, I already miss you.
I thought about it first thing
poor
this morning.
Alex. Alex is gonna. You know what though? This will be good. Alex is gonna be in it for 3 weeks. He's gonna have to figure it out.
And he's pretty. He's a calm person. Yeah. A-Luke.
You know what's just so funny is like I have such appreciation. Even though I give Bryn a ton of crap.
Yeah, you do.
Well, we all do.
Listen. We all do. You're not exempt from that. So when we were doing some Emmys thing this morning, and I said the line, and I looked over at him, and it just started right up, and I was like, I appreciate that so much. I wanted the thing, and the thing happened.
Yeah.
It's good news. All right, here we go. Celebrity trash. Miley Cyrus and her girlfriend, Caitlyn Carter, have already broken up.
Oh.
Don't worry, they're still friends. A source says, they've been friends forever, and they were there for each other when they were both getting separated, but they're just not in a romantic relationship anymore. Miley wasn't looking for anything serious, according to this source. She and Caitlyn spent every day together, and it just wasn't anything Miley wanted to continue doing. She wants to focus on her career. They had both been spending a ton of time together.
Yeah.
I think that the rumor was even that the whole divorce thing started to really proceed because there were all those pictures of her making out with that chick on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
May have been those pictures that finally
drove
Liam
imagine
to file.
Whether it's a boy or a girl or whatever, that there you are going through hard times as a couple, and you see your partner who you're sitting at home eating ice cream or drinking heavily or whatever, and there's your person on a boat.
Yeah. Oh.
Going crazy.
Some hot chick, right? You're like, oh, boy, that's.
Oh, that stings.
Although it seemed like this song was so ready to be put out there that Miley decided a while ago she was ready.
On that, let me ask you guys a question.
Huh. Okay.
So I know this is going to, you know, old people conversation or whatever, but I
can't wait.
I feel like you used to see art, you kind of knew artists and you kind of knew their life.
Right.
Kind of.
Yes.
And you'd hear songs that they've written and albums that have come out, and you might
speculate.
Be able to figure out what that was about or mm-hmm. who this.
Right.
But this new trend with some of these pop stars is to just put them out in real time
yep.
in a way that.
Finish it last night. Here it is today.
Be
right.
About anybody else.
Right.
Yeah. It's what sells.
I know.
Oh, why can't I think of her name?
Ariana
Grande.
Yes, she just did the same darn thing.
Yeah. And Taylor Swift does it.
Yep. I know. Yeah. It's crazy. It, like, the whole state of the music industry has changed so incredibly much before our very eyes.
Well, it's also that we know more about our celebrities in general, too.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can follow them and see what they're doing. Like, a lot of them are such active posters. It's incredible. Like, it's a real time. Chrissy Teigen, nobody posts more than her. I see 4 or 5 posts a day from her. I know everything that's going on in her life. Mm-hmm. What appearances she's making, how old her kid is. I mean, it's the access is unprecedented. You could even, I mean, I doubt that too many people get an answer to their DMs, but you could potentially receive a reply.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, you'll see a thread between, say, Chrissy Teigen and some person who just commented. She's replied and they're going back and forth. I'm like, oh my God. Random people are just having conversations. We just have so much more access yeah. to people now. But yeah, I agree with you. It's so funny. Like, that song 100% has to be about this situation.
Well, yeah.
It came out the minute we heard the news. And it's all about a breakup. So, what could that be about? I always wonder when I see these things, like, is Ariana Grande writing her own songs? Or does she just find, oh, that song's perfect for what I'm going through right now? Like, I think Miley does write her own songs. I don't really know, though. Because so many artists just get their songs purchased for them.
You know, if they can write out a lyric and come up with a melody, I'm sure there's other people in a studio waiting to put something under it.
We would love to, right?
Hum that to me. How's that? How's it sound in your head?
Yeah.
All right, let me try. How about this?
Give me an hour. I'm going to write a whole thing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I want my house in the hills. Don't want the whiskey and the pills.
Mm. What's she saying, you know?
I mean, kind of calling him out. It's druggy, right?
Yeah, well, he's pissed about that. Wait, what is she saying? She's a wild child.
Me? Right?
Me?
You can hear him screaming from Australia.
Me? Are you kidding me? Well, you know, what he needs to do is release a song. I mean.
Blimey. Did they say that?
Crikey.
Crikey. Darn it.
Mm. All right. 3 brand new movies at the box office this week. Brad Pitt's Ad Astra, Downton Abbey, and Rambo Last Blood. Who won, Vinny?
Oh. This one's an easy one, Sarah. It's Ad Astra, hands down, without question.
Who's second place?
Second place. You know, that's a tough one. I'm going to give second place to Downton because I think there are psycho fans, no offense to Downton Abbey, that will go out and see it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I like Rambo, but I'm, you know.
Right.
Eh.
Well, here's how it went. Rambo was in third place.
Okay, so I was
Rambo,
right.
Rambo, no, you weren't right.
I was right.
You were right about that one being
right.
in third
oh,
place.
Oh, so I gave him $5.
Right, give me $5. Thank you, Bryn.
Rambo's Last Blood made $19 million. In
wow,
second place, Ad Astra made $19.2 million. And your new number one movie in the country is Downton Abbey with $31 million, twice what they expected to make.
So there is going to be another one.
Well, I hope so. It's actually, so that's the domestic box office. Internationally, it's made over $60 million. So hooray! I'm praying that this means that there are more of
these. So that's an... That's a hit.
Yeah.
That's
an
absolute hit.
I feel like it is. I'm psyched.
Adrian Grenier, what's that show? Entourage. That didn't do even half that.
I actually have no idea what it made opening weekend, but yeah,
it was a flop.
It was a flop from the get-go. Yeah. I mean, I liked it. I went and saw it, but it just faded. So here's the question: how long will Downton Abbey continue to make money? It's not going to have another $31 million weekend. Overseas, it opened in 15 more countries, took in another $10 million, only $3.5 million from the UK, although that was its second weekend there. So I don't know what it did its first weekend. And there are far fewer people in the UK than there are in America. So I don't know what they expected. Its global take now stands at $61.8 million. So hopefully.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited.
Altogether, Vinny, I don't know about the opening weekend, but Entourage, released in 2015, made $49
million. Total.
Yes.
Full run. Is that just domestic?
Oh, well, that's U.S.
Domestic opening weekend with $10 million.
How much would it have had? Only how much?
$10
million. $10 million its first weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I was going to say 8
oh,
to 10.
Oh, boy.
Theaters were empty for that.
And then what about... So is there a way to find the global box office? I'd be interested just to know if it made its nut back. I mean, I don't know what they paid to make and market it. But
their budget was $27 to $39
million. Oh.
So they made their money back.
It's a huge success. But there's no other way to qualify it. They won the weekend and made double what they had projected.
For me personally, I'm like, hooray, this means more Downton Abbey movies. As far as I'm concerned, that was all I wanted. And it was great.
But it says something about that audience as well.
Mm, it does. And actually, I have some stats on the actual audience. They say the overwhelming majority of the audience was people who were fans of the show, which makes total sense. The people who were dragged along might have been less likely to be a fan. They say it's got an A on the cinema score and a 4.5 out of 5 on post track. So these are... And then 85% on critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. So these are just all sort of metrics that people look at to see how the thing will do. Audience breakdown was overwhelmingly female, about 74%, over 60% over the age of 35. So no big surprises. Let me see if there's any other stats on it that I wanted to get to. Not really. It's just, if you love that show and you liked the movie, it's good news. I'm very excited. Okay, so thanks, Bryn. If you're a 90s kid, I have some good news for you. You're still young. Mm-hmm. I guess these are just people who... Would this be Bryn? Is Bryn a 90s kid?
Yeah, what age group are you? Because I was there in the 90s.
Not really, I know. But I guess, because we were in our 20s.
I was in my 20s.
Yeah, what year was Bryn born?
85?
I was born 83.
83.
Kid, yeah.
Sure. Well, actually, he didn't turn 20 until the early 2000s. So, yeah, I'm going to say he's part of this. So,
well, Vaughn was born in the
90s. When was he born? 91? I can't. I'm sorry, but your sign language is missing.
Yeah. Now, just give me a number, not like a 3 or 4.
You were born in 89. 89. All right. So he's 89. Fully a child of the 90s. So here are things that are going to apparently make you feel old. You tell me if it makes you feel old. The shows Roswell and Angel and the movies Cruel Intentions, 10 Things I Hate About You, She's All That, and American Pie are all now 20 years old.
Oh, wow.
It is hard to believe that American Pie is 20 years old.
I saw American Pie, the others. I don't know.
Cruel Intentions, I think I saw 10 Things I Hate About You, and Roswell and Angel are TV series.
Yeah, I never watched those.
Angel I watched. Wasn't that the guy from Buffy?
Yes.
David Boreanaz.
Uh-huh. Got it right.
Those are all 20 years old. Friends and Green Day's Dookie album are all now 25 years old.
Well, they did the big Friends marathon this weekend.
Oh, did they?
All kinds of specials about Friends.
Oh. If Bart Simpson aged like a regular person, he would now be 40 years old.
Oh, wow. All right.
Wearing the same little outfit.
Was he like 11 or 12? Is that how old he is in the series? I don't know how old he is.
I've never watched.
I'm getting a nod from Vaughn. Vaughn is he's 11.
Right. Thank you, Vaughn.
In 3 years, Destiny's Child will be eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What do you have to be, 25 years since
Something
your
like
first
that.
Record?
Yeah, I think so.
Mark Paul Gosselaar is older today than Dennis Haskins was when he started playing Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell. So the old guy on Saved by the Bell is now.
That whole thing just missed me.
Yeah. Well, it turned 30 this year.
We were talking about Mark Paul Gosselaar and they might bring Saved by the Bell back, and they hadn't talked to him yet. He is now going to be starring in Mix-ish. Mix-ish?
Mix-ish.
Yeah.
Mix-ish. Yeah.
He was, there was a book series that I read called The Passage, and I might have been on AMC. They did a season one of it, unfortunately got canceled. He was the main character on that, him and this little girl.
He's been getting steady work.
And it was funny, though, because I didn't reckon, I could tell that I knew who he was. I'm like, who is this guy? And I had to look it up, because I did not watch Saved by the Bell. Mm. Like, that was not on my radar. It was a little bit before my kids were born, and it was a long time after I was born. So it was.
Well,
it,
they changed
just missed
his hair
me.
Color. It's yes. interesting. When, like, Zach was blonde hair, you knew who Zach was. But over the years, different parts that he takes, they change his hair color. Right. And then you go, who is that
guy? Who is that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this list tells me that I'm not a child of the 90s.
Right, exactly.
Because I don't know any of the stuff you've mentioned so
well,
far.
These ones, let's see. This is, sorry, Scott Capurro, in advance. Jurassic Park, Hocus Pocus, and Mrs. Doubtfire were all released closer to the moon landing than they were to today.
Oh,
was that his last movie that he did?
I don't know. I think he did one of the Star Wars.
He keeps saying there's other movies, but I don't know what he's talking about.
Nobody does.
Oh, he did that Robert Downey Jr. movie and, of course, the Star
supposedly.
Wars.
Yeah, right. Anyway, does that make you feel old?
Yes.
Good. Vaughn feels old. Good. And what
Speaking
about you,
of Scott.
Old?
No, not really, all actually. Right, so I feel like I was a baby when that was around.
All right.
You know? Did you guys have a wonderful visit?
We did. Oh, we had a
you
great time.
You mentioned that they were over. So.
They were. So John made dinner and we sat and just had, we had a lovely time. Actually, they are on my Slappy Stuff Instagram account. They did a tour of
Oh,
the,
I think I saw something about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny because we said, hey, our special guest today. And then they walked around through the whole thing. So if you follow me on Slappy Stuff, which is where I annoy people with my purse making. Oh, there's the Antonio Brown story. We already talked about that. Jonathan Van Ness from the new series of Queer Eye. When I was actually a big fan of the first iteration of Queer Eye for
too.
The Straight Guy. And I've seen a couple of episodes from this new one, and I think that the guys are all, they're great, and it's the same kind of feel-good
So they
show.
Go in and change someone's life
they
by,
do.
By cleaning them up.
Well, somebody has nominated them, and they don't just give the person a makeover. They sort of look at every aspect of the person's life, how they live, they change their apartment, they fix it up. They're, like, one guy's a designer, then another guy's a hair guy, then somebody else does like a full wardrobe. And they just try to do more than just a simple makeover. They try to like actually show them ways that they can improve their lives and how they can, you know, whatever it is. I just think the whole tone of the show is very positive and uplifting.
Okay.
It's really nice. So this guy, Jonathan, I don't have his picture in front of me, but he's the guy who has have you seen the new
I
guys?
Haven't.
Long hair. He's
very Jesus looking.
Very Jesus-y. Yeah. He's just revealed he's HIV positive. He did an interview with the New York Times. And as upbeat as he is on the show, he's been to some really dark places. He is a survivor of childhood sexual assault. He developed a very expensive drug habit that led him to sell himself on the chat site gay.com. He flunked out of college because he was hooked on meth. When he was 25, he fainted while working at a salon, and that's when he discovered that he was HIV positive. He's 32 now. He was...
Wow, he's a young guy.
He is a young guy. He was pretty apprehensive about coming out as HIV positive, but he says... the Trump administration has done everything they can do to have the stigmatization of the LGBT community thrive around me. I do feel the need to talk about this. And he's got a memoir coming out, so of course that's why another part of this. It's called Over the Top. So if you are a fan of that show, there's a little bit of inside information. And then I wanted to mention this really quickly because I know a lot of people do secondhand ticket sale sites. This is something that happened at the Black Keys show. Some acts are starting to block fans from using secondary market tickets. The Black Keys kicked off their tour in LA last Thursday night. There was chaos outside the venue. Third-party tickets from. These were actual, real tickets to this show, but because they weren't associated with the ID of the person who was supposedly the buyer, they were rejected, even though they were legitimate tickets. According to the LA Times, hundreds of fans who bought tickets from usually reliable third-party sites were shut out, no matter what they paid. Fans were obviously very upset. The venue was upset. And everyone's pissed, I guess.
At the Black Keys specifically?
Well, the Black Keys are the ones who made the call, because when these things started showing up, they said no. Let's see. Ticketmaster says it's the third-party sites. The guy Ticketmaster said, the presenters of the concert directed that these tickets be made available only to fans, that they be strictly non-transferable. This was messaged from the beginning and throughout the sales process. Unfortunately, people took advantage of the situation, posted screenshots of tickets that were not valid for entry onto the secondary market. The Black Keys said, we made the call. They said, last night's concert tickets were $25 and geared toward the fan club. They said it was only a warm-up show in a small venue. They wanted to keep it a fan club-only thing.
Oh, okay.
A rep for the band said everyone who purchased a ticket through Ticketmaster or the band's fan page got in. The fans who were shut out are trying to get refunds. StubHub, SeatGeek, and Vivid Seats were some of the places that were selling.
Yeah,
but it was there's a lot of swearing, so we won't play you the actual chaos. But there's photos and video online if you're interested. So just a heads up, you know, you've got to be really careful about what you buy on those resell sites. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
PG&E makes the news. Yeah,
we've
got some warnings out.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There for you and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, about an hour ago, we were talking about my brother catching fish. He loves to fish. And I don't know if it was a text or somebody said once they're caught, they don't eat. They get a
texter sent that in, yeah.
Injury. He wrote in.
He wrote to you.
He just texted me.
He wrote your phone.
He wrote my phone.
All right.
I've caught many fish with hooks already in their mouths. Also, many prey fish have spines as a defense. I don't know what that means. And definitely pierce predatory fish mouths. Oh, as in when a fish bites them, they get stabbed in the mouth by the spines on the fish that's getting eaten.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
I've at least once caught a fish with a rotten carcass of a prey fish lanced permanently into the predator fish's mouth, and it still bit my hook.
Oh, wow.
Finally, I watch enough fish shows to see the tag and release programs across the country definitely recatch and record info on tagged fishies. So, and he says, and I'm not a Trump lover.
Oh,
okay.
He's not?
Well, he just texted me that.
Is that a joke? Is that the...
Maybe that's the joke part. So anyway, there's
hey, John
coming to his own defense.
Hi, John. Have a good
day. Hi, John. Hey, Big John.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years, and the September sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. I'll begin with PG&E. So when we left town on Friday, there was a huge power outage having nothing to do with the warning that we have.
Yeah.
But a big part of the city here
22,000 people were out of power for quite some time.
I hit lights that were out.
Oh.
Just
oh,
going
did you?
Embarcadero home. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So it creates problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
PG&E is anticipating possible power shutdown of 44,000 customers in Sonoma and Napa counties tonight.
Mm.
They're saying the combination of heat wave and wind could cause major issues, and that's something that we can expect to see going forward.
Tomorrow is supposed to be cooking.
It's going
to
be hot through Wednesday. Yeah.
Tuesday,
in fact,
Wednesday.
This red flag warning is in place until Wednesday at 5 a.m.
Oh.
So we've got high temps, strong winds, and it's a recipe for trouble.
Yeah,
so
they're talking about a 3-day shutdown, no questions asked.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you've taken the warnings and
right.
gotten some water and some things necessary.
Generator?
To... Man, I'm really thinking, I really want to do solar with the battery backup. It's just such a leap to take, you know? Yeah. And oh,
I keep thinking about getting a generator. They need the new, and I don't have a list of it, but the news was reporting that they, if this does in fact happen, they're going to open up centers where people can go.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
For food and water, take showers, that right. kind of thing. So if this does happen, I'll get together a list great. To let people know.
You know what you should do?
What should I do?
Put the new gym back together and start taking memberships. That'll pay for your solar within like 6 months.
Vinny, there was never a new gym, and that room doesn't exist anymore.
What do you mean? You can't knock down part of your house.
You're right. I can't.
Right.
I didn't.
What do you mean?
There's just no new gym anymore.
But that's what I'm saying. Put it back
no,
in.
No, I'm not putting it back
charge
in.
Charge memberships.
I'm not doing that.
She's got the podcast room in there.
Got a podcast in there.
Oh, that's where the...
It's a podcast. It's where we're building the studio.
Oh, for crying out loud. Yeah. Well, no solar for you then.
Well, no solar paid for by the new gym, that's right. for sure. So I guess I got to choke that money up myself. I want that, though. It just seems like...
A new gym? Me too.
No. Not a new gym.
What do you want?
I want
solar. Oh, the solar, right. Yeah, solar's good.
Battery backup.
It's been really good for us.
I'll bet. Well, we have on-demand water, which means there's no hot water sitting in a tank somewhere, which means if the electric goes off, we only have cold water.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. It is too bad.
I don't mind a cold shower.
I mind it. Yeah, I know. You're actually brave when it comes to... Well, I suppose you're used to cold water.
I like it.
Yeah.
Authorities say two California women have been arrested on suspicion of participating in a gift card scam that netted about almost $1 million.
Whoa. Oh.
What
in
was
stolen
it?
Merchandise. They say that A-Ling Liu and G Yun Lee were arrested in September on the 19th. So about a little over a week ago. They say they were impersonating an IRS employee and threatening people with arrest unless they purchased gift cards from Target.
What?
Do you remember the IRS scam that
yes.
I think Bryn got called, right?
Yes, I remember that. The boy was shaking. I'm like, give me that phone. Yeah, Bryn was ready to go. The person told him, I think, to go to Target and get some Target gift cards and then to send them somewhere. And Bryn was all ready to do it because he was so scared that the IRS was after him.
Oh, my God. As soon as they said go to Target and buy gift cards, I'd be like, all right, hold on a minute.
Yeah. Well, people were falling for this because they're scared. And maybe this has a situation where someone is, I don't know, maybe.
They do have a tax thing going on.
They got a problem. Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how illegal you got to be to go, I'll give you gift cards.
Sure.
What troubles might you have, you know?
Right.
But if you've been fudging your taxes, when the IRS says you're off the hook if you buy us some gift cards,
I'll do it.
Ah. Anyway, this person, when threatened to buy the cards, obviously called the police, and then the police looked into it and found $900,000 in merchandise purchased with cards supplied by victims.
Oh my
so
God.
The IRS,
Terrible.
It turns out, will not ask you to pay in Target gift cards.
Right.
Just, you know.
And, in fact, won't even call you.
No. They send you, like, a certified letter.
Right.
Right. I don't even know if it's certified, actually. I got audited one time, and everything happened through the mail. There was no email. There were no phone calls. It was, here's what we want. Send us this. Mm. And I went, okay. I'm so scared.
Whatever you
Start
say.
Having bad dreams.
Yeah.
Please provide proof of this.
When you pull into a parking lot.
Yes, dear.
Here you are pulling into, name the place, some mall, some underground parking, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, some parking lot.
What's your move? First spot available, let me drive right up to the front where the door is into the building and give that a look first.
It, you know, honestly, it really to me depends on how full I perceive the lot to be.
Mm-hmm,
if
mm-hmm.
it seems pretty full and I can see other cars moving around, like looking, if I see a spot, I'll just take it. But if it's, if it's half empty, I'll go up and try and find a good spot. I like TV parking. Pull up right out front.
TV parking?
Yeah, you know how when on TV and they go somewhere, they pull up right out front. And And they get out and they walk 2 feet to the door. Oh, so whenever okay. you get, if you get a I great suppose. Spot, it's TV parking.
Vinny, if I know the parking lot, I go where the bigger spots are because some spots are bigger than others. Mm-hmm. Go for the biggest spot. But more than likely, I go for the farthest spot.
Oh, the farthest spot.
Yeah, on purpose.
To protect Why? Your car?
To protect my car, and because I know people want to get to that close spot.
Yes.
So it's unlikely that they're going to go to the farthest
so
spot.
So this is you this not is dealing with the mm-hmm. traffic of a
right.
parking lot.
Right. Yeah,
makes sense.
A new study found there are really three approaches to take. Okay. The worst one might not be what you think. Here they are. People who drive right up to where they're going, hoping they'll find an amazing spot in the front row.
TV parking. That's you.
I have to check.
Yeah.
Give me a second and let me just check it out.
But what if all the other spots go away while you're checking?
Well, then we're burned. But I'm going to check real quick because I have good parking karma. Mm.
Some people do.
I do.
Yeah.
And if I got someone else in the car, then I'm depending on your karma to help mine. Oh. And hopefully we'll
double down on the karma.
What if I have crappy karma?
People who do the opposite and just grab the first spot they see, no matter how far away it is, and they just walk it in.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter what they're going to have to carry out.
Right. The hell with it. There's a spot, I'm taking it.
And people who split the difference, they might not grab a terrible spot at the back of the lot, but they also don't try to get an incredible spot. They'll grab one in the middle. And researchers found that the people who split the difference ultimately waste the least amount of time.
Oh.
Because, you know, parking out way in the back.
Takes you longer to walk there. Although, that's nice. You know, you get some walk.
No, it's not nice.
Close your rings.
Please, I didn't bring bags. I'm carrying 10 things to the very back of the parking lot.
And I can't just take my cart with me. Let me take my cart.
I guess malls don't have carts. Huh?
I guess they don't.
They say that the middle of the road approach is best, but second best is searching for that dream spot. It's the second most efficient strategy because when you luck out, you've saved yourself a ton of time.
Yeah. Oh, and sometimes you do. Sometimes someone's pulling right out. There's this this Whole Foods parking lot near my house. It's a nightmare. That whole plaza is a nightmare because of the Whole Foods. So John, and I don't ever do this. When I pull in, I just take whatever spot. John will circle. Mm. And then someone, he almost always, he's got good parking karma too. Mm-hmm, someone almost always pulls out and he pulls right in there. There's also a post office, right? Like a Whole Foods and a post, like it just, and a Starbucks. Like it's a CF there every single time. And he'll find some good spot.
Well,
like, oh,
speaking
look at
of
you,
CF, though. I mean, I used to hang in the city, and I've got a lot of different spots. I know all kinds of places to park.
Little secret parking spots.
Well, yeah. Yes, as a matter of fact. I won't even try it anymore, because you can't park on a regular city street without getting your
Smashing
car broken
grass.
Into.
Jacked.
Alleyways?
No,
forget
don't
it.
Don't do it.
No
I am
way.
Doomed.
They'll jack your car and pee in it.
Yeah. I still have done a parking garage a couple times, and I even know a few spots in the parking garage areas where I'm like, I know exactly what to do to get a spot every time.
Oh.
Every single time. It's like ridiculous that I just do this one thing and then park and then laugh as I see people just circling.
What's
I'm like,
the thing?
I'm not going to tell you. Oh. I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Don't you dare sell me out,
I won't,
though.
I won't. I like secret right. parking.
Oh, God. It tips. Works every freaking time.
Lucky.
Tell me all about it.
A 30-year-old guy named Cameron Fisher got married in Denver this past April. But 2 days before the wedding, he had his bachelor party.
Uh-oh.
And he got so ripped that the next day he decided to go to the ER.
Oh.
The nearest
he's
place.
So sick.
He was so wasted.
Right. Well, there is alcohol poisoning, no question.
He was dehydrated, so they gave him an IV drip and a little anti-nausea medication.
Oh.
They took his blood to run tests and discharged him 45 minutes later. Okay? 45
like you're
going to
be fine. Mm-hmm. You're all hydrated now.
A few weeks later, he got a bill for $12,460.
This is from a emergency room, like a hospital emergency room or an urgent care?
It was an ER.
Okay.
But it was a private ER.
A private ER?
Which are
What's
illegal
that?
In a lot of places. But in Colorado, they're legal.
I don't even understand what that is.
It's a business. We're in business to make money here. Oh. We've opened an ER. Sure, come on in.
But
this is our business, and we'll charge you what we want.
And
you
insurance
don't like it,
doesn't...
Go anywhere else.
Insurance doesn't cover it.
I imagine insurance covers part of it, but I bet insurance also says... You're not paying that price.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You went to a...
Does it say right out front, private pay through the nose, ER?
That's a good question, but he did go to a private ER. They're banned in lots of states. They're legal in Colorado. They jacked up the prices of everything. Oh. For example, they rated the complexity of Cameron's case a 4 out of 5 so they could charge a higher rate. I don't know exactly what that means, but the end result is dude was hungover.
Right. Yeah.
There's nothing 4 out of 5 there. That's a dude who drank too much.
Right. I'm sure he said, I drank too much
last
night.
Here's some Pedialyte. Be on your way. Mm. Here's some Gatorade. Get out of here.
And even if you charge $60 for the Gatorade. Still, I mean, how does it come out to, what, I mean, what,
they
a bag of plasma?
$700 for saline solution, which retails for $22.
Wow.
Cameron was able to negotiate the bill down to $4,694, and his insurance will cover $2,000 of that, but he's still going to pay $2,500.
Boy.
On top of that, he just had a wedding.
Yeah, that's expensive.
But they're saying quite an expensive bachelor party,
buddy. These people are still getting $4,500 out of a guy who wandered in with a hangover.
Yeah.
Damn!
Mm-hmm. And most of us who used to get really hung are like, dude, what are you doing?
Right. Well, maybe he did feel like he was going to die. Sometimes you do feel that way.
Well, right.
You know, maybe he's, well, what'd you say?
Try
30?
Not having 200 beers the night before. How would that be?
It's hard when you're the bachelor. They are trying to get you drunk.
Yeah, it's kind of sick.
John handed off every single shot that was bought for him to his brother, who in our wedding photos is green.
Oh, awesome.
Not awesome for Paul, but awesome for John. Right. He handed off every single shot. Uh-huh. And Paul went, I'll do it and mine too.
We have those. They have those places that'll come to your house, or you can go to them and just get a straight up IV.
Oh,
with whatever vitamins.
Justin Bieber's
are
walking
in there
around with an IV.
Oh yeah, I saw
there's
that.
A story
what was
about
that
today. I don't know what is. They're just saying, why does Justin Bieber have an IV? Was he got? Is does that travel chemo? Like, what's going on with him?
Don't they use an IV drip to put in like a B12
yep,
shot?
Yeah, they do.
So is that what he's up to?
Possibly. I mean, there is no explanation, but there he's carrying a case. I actually thought that an IV had to be up high to drip down into you, but he's carrying it down low.
He's just taking the fountain of youth straight into his veins.
I guess. Well, it's
whatever.
Working for him. He still seems so youthful.
So stupid. Why walk
I got a Rolex and the fountain of youth coming through in a briefcase.
Yep. Okay, buddy.
Double middle fingers, world. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Saw Downton Abbey last night. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Lights came on at the end, and my mom and I were both in tears. So great.
It was great.
I saw Ad Astra opening night, 7 p.m. at an IMAX theater, and the theater was maybe a third full. It was a great movie, though.
I definitely want to see that movie. I'm surprised that a big Brad Pitt. Although I didn't see a whole lot of promotion for it, to tell
you
the truth.
I did.
Did you? I guess I'm just not watching the channels that they were promoting it on because I feel like that missed me entirely.
And speaking of promoting, you guys tell me because I didn't see it. My TV was on football, but I was in another room at the time. I think they premiered a Star Wars ad over the weekend. Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but I think I did read that.
I saw it like from the side of the, I'm like, what is that? Oh, that's C-3PO.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think there's a new...
See what you can find on that. There's a series, but I thought it was animated.
No, this was a full-on movie.
Okay.
And I think it...
Is it the Rise of the Skywalker movie?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Well, is this the third in the Rey and Kylo Miley? What's the guy?
This one comes out December 20th.
Okay.
Kylo Ren?
This year. So.
Is that guy's name?
Yeah.
Adam,
that's it.
Girl?
Adam Driver.
So this will be the third. So is it a Christmas time? Is it that? I don't know. I've lost track.
It's a Christmas release.
Okay. So this.
Well, December 20th.
This year.
2019.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I think I saw the first ads for that. Mm. Anyway, what's coming up in the track,
Sarah?
Oh,
is it that time already? Yeah. Well, I have a new song from Green Day.
Oh, killer.
I have a song that it's got a Chris Cornell tie to it. And then we're going to do the Vinny's list of the best heavy metal riffs of all time. No, I'm not listening. It's coming
up. Vinny's list.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.